Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Absolutely. You know, there's an old joke, if you're so happy, I don't know that your face got the memo. And when we're talking about people that are not emotionally intelligent, the key thing that they're lacking is self-awareness. So that is kind of the mother of all emotional intelligence traits. Without that, none of the other things we're going to talk about are possible. But that is the number one thing that we want to be aware of, is to know ourselves. And so there's several different sections that writers and assessment people break emotional intelligence down into. And the first main area they break down is what they call self-perception. You know, how do you feel about yourself? Do you feel like you're going through life doing what you said you would do, keeping your promises? Do you feel stymied? Are you aware of your own emotions? That self-perception piece is huge. And a lot of people are very intelligent, but they don't like themselves that much. They don't feel like they're doing what they need to do in life, and they may not even know why. So that's a huge part of that. The next one would be what we call self-expression. And these are people that are assertive. They're independent in what they say and what they do, not in a way that's not healthy or not biblical, but they're able to stand alone when they need to, and they're able to express their emotions constructively. They don't just burst out. They're able to show even anger at times, but we might call righteous anger. That's a big debate. Do you ever show anger? Is it okay to do that in the workplace? Is it okay to do that at home? Is it only okay if it's for other people? But people that are good in the self-expression component of emotional intelligence really are able to be assertive and have that balance there.
So they not only can identify their own feelings inside, but they're able to express them in a constructive way.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of nice people that can't really tell you what they're feeling. And yet there is a process of beginning to understand that. Some people naturally do. Sometimes people journal. Sometimes people work with a counselor. They begin to identify all the different complex feelings they may feel and be able to express them. You know, if we have the vocabulary, we have the insight, we are a lot more elegant in our ability to tell other people, people we love, how we're feeling. And that's a real sign of emotional intelligence there. And then there are people that just in general are great interacting with others, and that's kind of a no-brainer, but people that are emotionally intelligent have good interpersonal relationships in general. They're empathetic, they have a heart for others, they're involved with service and ministry, and they're socially conscious and helpful. They're not all about themselves. They're really somebody that people would say, you know, I like being around that person, they get me, they understand me, they care, they're others-centered. And that's something that I think a lot of people have, but maybe lack the first couple we talked about and some of the others. But you need to have all of them, but the interpersonal component is very obvious.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.